Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak begins, Kol ha'psulim she'shochtu u'shchitosan k'sheira, she'ashchita k'sheira b'zorim, b'noshim, b'avodim, u'b'tmeim, v'afilu b'kotchei kotchim. The Gemara b'hemshech on Lamed Beis Amralf explains, we learn from the pasuk v'shachar es ben ha'bokar lefnei Hashem, v'ekrivu b'nei Aaron ha'kayanim, v'nei we learn mekabola v'ilach mitzvahs kuhuna, limud ala shchita she'ksheir b'chol adam. The pasuk mentions b'nei Aaron ha'kayanim only beginning from the hakrova, which is the kabbalah sadam, but the shchita doesn't mention anything about b'nei Aaron ha'kayanim. From here we learn that the shchita is kosher even bizar. The Gemara does not mention anything about it being even l'chatchilo, that ha'kayin sheshach the carbon. The Mashmaris of the Gemara Kefshuta is that there's no Maila Bechlal for a Kain to do the Shechita over a Zar. We don't find any differentiation whether it's Kotchi Kotchim or Kotchi Kalim, whether it's a Karban Tzibur or a Karban Yochid. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about there being any Lechatchila that a Kain should do the Shechita. There are, however, a number of Makaris where we see that there is an Inyan Lechatchila for a Kain to do the Shechita. Firstly, the Mishnah in the second parak of Yuma, which talks about the Paisos, the lotteries which were done each day to decide which Kohanim would be Zecha to do the different Avodis of the daily Avodis in the Beis HaMikdash. The second pious, one of the things that was determined was who does the Shechita of the Karban Tamid. We see that at least as far as the Karban Tamid is concerned, a Kohen was the one who actually did the Shechita. The Ritva over there in Yumadav Chafei Omer Aleph says that even though Shechita is kosher bizar, still mitzvosa lechatchila b'kohen, and he says k'deisa b'zvachim. It's not clear where exactly he's bringing a raya from Zvachim. Where is there any Gemara that says that Lechatchila Kain should do the Shechita? Hakoparam, that's what the Ritva says over there in Numa. That's the reason why they did a pious, because Lechatchila, the one who does the Shechita, is supposed to be a Kain. The Meiri in Numa later on, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, he says that for all Karbanos, Azar is kosher even Lechatchila, except for the Karban Talmud. The Karban Talmud Lechatchila was supposed to be Shechted by a Kain. It's not clear where he gets this Chilik from. Where do we have a Makar to say that a Kain is supposed to Lechatchila do the Shechita as a Talmud? Rakavaram, that's the Mashmais of the Mishnah over there in Yuma, which says that they did a pious for the Karban Tamid, which kind should do the Shechita. Now, I mentioned an interesting Maramokim, the Achreinim quote the Zera Kaddish in Parshas Nosai, who says, the Pasuk V'shochet as Ben Abokar, the Zera says, V'shochet Achra V'lav Kahano, the Kahana Osirli. He says, V'shochet Ben Abokar means someone else who's not a Kayin, because it's Osir for a Kayin to do the Shechita. The Cheshik Shleim and Menachos Daf Yutes Amar Alef quotes this Zayar, and at first he wants to explain the Pshat is, the reason why the Zayar says that it's Osir for a Kain to do the Shechita, because by a Karban Yochid, where there's a Bailam, the din is that Lechatchila, the Bailam is the one who's supposed to do the Shechita. He brings a number of Makaris to this. We find in different places where it's Mashmer that by a Karban Yochid, the Bailam is supposed to do the Shechita. The one there Menachos Daf Yutes Amar Alef says, V'samach V'shochat, whereas I have meaning to say that just like Smicha's Dafka Bebailim, maybe Shechita should only be Kosher Bebailim, and the way the Cheshik Shlomo learns over there is, even though the Gemara proves otherwise, that Shechita is Kosher even by someone who's not the Bailim, that's only Li'ikuva, it's not Ma'akev for the Bailim to do the Shechita, but still there is a Din Lechatchila that the Bailim should be the one to do the Shechita. That's what the Cheshik Shlomo wants to explain the Pshat in the Zayar, that a Kohen should not do the Shechita because the Bailim is supposed to do the Shechita. However, Behemshech over there, he brings B'Shem his brother a different pshat in the Zohar. And that is, his brother said the pshat, that it means that a Kohen should not do Shechita while he's wearing Bigdei Kohuna. And the pshat will be because since Shechita lav avodahi, it doesn't have to be done by a Kohen, and even if a Kohen does do it, it's not classified as an avodah. Therefore, it would be usher for a Kohen to do the Shechita while he's wearing the Bigdei Kohuna. This obviously would only fit with the Shechita of the Rambam. There's a well-known machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, if it's mutter for a Kohen Hedyit, to wear his begodim shalei b'shas avodah. The Ram holds that since the Bigdei Kohuna contain klayim, the avnei which the Kohen Hedyit wears has klayim in it, therefore the Ram holds that it's usher to wear the Bigdei Kohuna shalei b'shas avodah, he's being over the isser of klayim unnecessarily, therefore that would be the pshat in the Zayar, it would be usher for a Kohen to do shechita while he's wearing the Bigdei Kohuna, because he's wearing klayim for no reason. According to this, the Cheshik Shlomo says, when the Zayar says the loshen v'shochet achar v'lav kahano, that an achar, meaning a zar, should do the shechita and not a kain, it doesn't necessarily mean that a kain is not allowed to do it. Rather, if he's not wearing his bigdei kohuna, he is allowed to do it. And we know the klal is in bigdei malim, in kohunosam malim. A kohen who's not wearing his bigdei kohuna is not considered to have the status of a kohen. So the zar could just mean that it should be an achar, meaning a zar, whether a Yisrael or a kohen without his bigdei kohuna, that's the one who should do the shechita, but not a kohen who is wearing his bigdei kohuna. Now I've just mentioned one final ma'ar makim on this inyan, in the sugya of Yivamas daf lama gimel amid beitz. The Gemara there brings a brisa which says, zar shashimesh b'shabbos, if a zar does avoda on Shabbos, he's over mishum zaris and mishum Shabbos. He's over two Yisurim. Firstly, he's over the Isur for a zar to do avoda. Then is that if a zar does avoda, he's chayav misa b'dei shemayim. And he's also, if he does an avoda on Shabbos, and it's an avoda which involves a malacha, since he was not allowed to do this avoda, he's chayav mishum Shabbos. The mother asks, what is it talking about? Iv shchita, shchita b'zar kshira. If the avoda which this zar did was shchita, the avoda is kosher. Rashi there says, shchita b'zar kshira, v'ein kan zaris. So he's not over for doing malacha b'zaris because he did shchita which is kosher b'zar. And the Chayim are medayik from this Rashi, why does Rashi only say in kan zaris? Rashi's mashma that the Isra of Shabbos he is over, and the Chayim is not over the Isra of Shabbos either, since the zar is kosher to do shchita. If he did a shchita, it was a shchita kshir, and lachir, it's not a malacha. Why does Rashi only say that he's not over Zaris? Rashi should have also said that he's not over the Isra of Shabbos. And there are many who are medayik from this Rashi, the Rishash over there, the Shar HaMelech in Huchas Bias Migdosh, the Beis Halevi in Chelik Beis Simen Tes. They're all medayik. The Rashi is mashma that if a zar does shchita on Shabbos, he's over the Isra of Shabbos. In other words, even karbonis that are doicha Shabbos, karbonis tibur, for example, still din is that only a kohen could do the avodah. Shabbos is not nitein litchoyis ayidei an avodah of a zar. Therefore, even though a zar be'etzim is kosher for shchita, but a zar shchita is not doicha Shabbos. This would be mashmah that even though a zar is kosher to do shchita, but if a kohen does the shchita, then already it's a whole different status. It's considered an avodah. Surely this would be mashmah that if he does shchita, the kohen would have to be wearing bigdei kohuna. If he's not wearing bigdei kohuna, he's no different than a zar. And if Rashi is mavur that a zar cannot do shchita on Shabbos, only a kohen has to do it. Obviously, he would have to be wearing his bigdei kohuna to have the status of a kohen. And you see from here that the kohen doing shchita is already a whole different shchita. It's not that as far as shchita is concerned, a zar and a kohen are all the same. The ma'aser would still need hesber, since the ma'aser, the shchita of the zar is kosher. Why should it be that his shchita is not doicha Shabbos? One can take a look in the Beis Levi over there, who's ma'arich on this inyan. Now continue on to the Gemara. The Gemara explains that even though the Mishnah uses the lashon of b'diyeved, in truth, a shchita of a zar is kosher even l'chatchilo. The Arush the Mishnah uses the lashon of b'diyeved, that's because of the case of tamei. Then is that a tamei should not shech l'chatchilo. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a braisa which seems to be mashma that a tamei is possible for shchita. The braisa says v'samach v'shochat, and we learn mas micha b'tahirim af shchita b'tahirim. The Gemara understands this to mean that if a tamei does shchita, the shchita is possible b'diyeved. The Karen over here is bothered. Where do you see from the braisa that a shchita of a tamei is possible even b'diyeved? Maybe the braisa just means that a tamei cannot shecht because he cannot go inside the azara. If b'diyeved he was over and he went inside the azara and he did the shchita, how do you know that the shchita would be possible? So the Karen Ari explains, because if it was only that he cannot do the shchita because he cannot go in, why do you need a hekesh from smicha to shchita to tell us this? You know that a tamei cannot go inside the azara. A kachad hekesh would be saying v'samach v'shochat, someone who has the mitzvah of smicha. Smicha is only a mitzvah. It's not a question of being ma'akev b'diyeved. But the drasha would be, if you have v'samach, then you have v'shochat, meaning then your shchita is kosher. If you don't have the mitzvah of v'samach because you're a tamei, then the shchita is possible even b'diyeved. And this Gemara answers that it's only a din d'rabbanon. It's not a real hekesh d'raisa. And the Karnari explains what the Gemara means to say is, if there was no way that a tamei could do smicha and there's no way that he could do shchita either, then you could make the hekesh to tell us that the shchita is possible even b'diyeved. But since it is possible for a tamei to do shchita, efshar d'avid sakin arucha v'shochit, ashen kein smicha, it's impossible, as the Gemara explains, he has to extend his hands inside the azara and be a smiktas shma bio. So as far as smicha is concerned, it's impossible for a tamei to do smicha. Ashen kein, as far as shchita is concerned, it's possible for a tamei to do shchita. Therefore, we do not make the hekesh from smicha to shchita, and a shchita of a tamei is kosher b'diyeved, which means that even if he goes inside the azara sheloi kedin, he didn't make a long sack, and rather he went in v'isser. Although he was tamei shechted inside the azara, still the din will be that b'diyeved the shchita is kosher. The Gemara then brings Rav Chisda, who was masni ipcha. He brought a brisa the opposite. For smicha, really, he should be able to stand outside. Efshe d'me'el yodi v'somich. According to him, the Brei is going that bia smiktas lo yishma bio. As far as the shechita, that definitely has to be lifnei Hashem. Where it explains that fits with Shimon HaTimni, who holds, when it says v'shachar sabakot lifnei Hashem, it tells us that the shechit has to be lifnei Hashem. It's not enough if the animal is lifnei Hashem. So according to Shimon HaTimni, the shechita definitely cannot be done by t'me'im, since he has to be standing inside the azara. And from there we learn, ma shechita b'tahirim, af smicha b'tahirim. Which would mean that even though it's possible for a Tamei to do smicha, since he cannot do shechita, he's potter from smicha. The pasuk would be giving a p'tur to a Tamei, he does not have a din to be saimach. Now over here the Karen Ur has two tzatim, how to learn the Gemara. At first he says the Gemara is mashma that according to Shimon HaTimni, if a Tamei does shechita, it's possible. Since according to Shimon HaTimni, there's no way a Tamei can do shechita by heter, the shechita has to be done befnim, and he cannot come into the Zara if he's Tamei. Therefore, if he does shechita, the din will be that it's possible. From there we learn, since the shechita is possible, he also does not have a din to do smicha. However, the Karnur says, perhaps the Gemara just means to say, it's only osur l'chadchila for a Tamei to do shechita. Since the shechita has to be done b'fnim, according to Shimon HaTimni, a Tamei cannot come inside to do shechita. Einichnami, if he does come inside b'isser, the shechita will be kosher. That which we learn from shechita to smicha, that's just a limit that says, since l'chadchila there's no way he could do shechita, he's also potter from smicha. Not necessarily that it has to be that the shechita is possible with the Eved if he did come inside to do the shechita. Now the Gemara is mavur. This is according to both the Shainis. The Gemara says smicha nami ksiv lefnei Hashem. This is machlokes Rashi and Tosis. What does the Gemara mean? Rashi is mavur. This is at the top of Amud Beis. That really there is no pasuk mafurish which says the lashon of lefnei Hashem by smicha. Rather, since it says the word v'samach next to v'shachat, we learn that take if the smicha shechita. This is the Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Gimel. We'll see more about that. That's what the Gemara means to say over here, that the smicha has to be bifnim in the Azara because of the din of takeif the smicha shechita. Taisus, however, argues on this in Dibur Maschol Maishna. Taisus asks a kasha in Rashi. He says, if the whole makar, the smicha has to be lifnei Hashem, is from v'samach v'shochat, takeif the smicha shechita, how could the Gemara say later on in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Yutesa Med Beis, the Gemara says, ain't smicha bibama, because the Pasuk says lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is mashma dafka in the Migdash, not bebama. Therefore, there is no din b'chal to do smicha bebama. And Tezis asks, if there is no pasuk of lifnei Hashem by smicha, it's just learned from the pasuk which says lifnei Hashem by shechita, how could you say that there's no smicha bebama? Shechita, there definitely is bebama. So the same way there's shechita bebama, smicha also there should be bebama. The pasuk of lifnei Hashem cannot be going on smicha more than on shechita. This is Tezis' kasha on Rashi. Because of this kasha, he argues in Rashi, he brings behemshech atayas kainim, which is mashma that you darshan from that which pasuk says yakrav oisel lefnei Hashem, and immediately the next word in the next pasuk is v'samach. It's as if it says the word lefnei Hashem by smicha. That's how you know that smicha has to be done inside the azara. But it's not because of the din of tekef lesmicha shechita, as Tosfos asked on Rashi, since the Gemara says ain't smicha bebama because it says lefnei Hashem, and we know that there is shechita bebama. And the Sfasem himself here gives a teretz to this kasha to answer the shechita of Rashi. He says a very interesting yisaid. He says, really, you could say like Rashi, that the pasuk of lefnei Hashem by smicha is really that which it says lefnei Hashem by shechita. And there's a din of tekef the smicha shechita. And even though the Gemara says that there is no smicha by boma because of lefnei Hashem, that which there is a din of shechita by boma, that is what Sfas says, because by chulin also there's a din you need shechita. And there's a din of b'mashke yisrael, men amutar b'ficha, anything which is aser b'achila to a yid cannot be brought as a carbon. Therefore, since even basar chulin needs shechita, a carbon also will need shechita. In other words, the Sosemis is saying that we could suggest that which by Bama you need shechita is not the pshat that it's an avodah, it's not part of the Seder HaKrava, it's just that it has to be a kosher animal. Chulin also needs shechita. The shechita by Bama would be al derech shechita aschulin. This is a tremendous chiddush. There could be many nafkaminas on this. For example, that which we know the din is that by shechita one can have machshava poiseles. If he shechs chutz zmani, it's mefagel the carbon. According to the way the Sosemis says, by Bama, a shechita is not part of the hakrava of the carbon, it's not one of the avodis. Surely there will be no din of machshava paiselas by shechita. There could be many other nafkaminas as well. Another din is that misasik b'shechitas kochim is possible, ashenkei b'shechitas chulin. This would be another nafkamina. If one is misasik, he didn't have intention to do the shechita, he intended to pick up a knife and he ended up shachting the animal. The one chulin dafir gimel says that for chulin it's kosher, but for kochim it would be possible. According to this chiddush of the Sfas Emes, if he's misasik b'shechita, by the shechita of a bama, then it will be kosher because it's really not shechita's kochim, it has the same status as shechita's chulin. Now we'll continue on in the Gemara. The Gemara brings the memra of Ula Omer Reish Lakish, Tomei Shehichni Stildi Lufnim Leike, Shnemer Bechol Kodesh Lai Siga, Vel Migrosh Lai Savai. Magish Bia Lenegia, Managia Bemiktas, Shma Negia, Af Bia Bemiktas, Shma Bia. Ula Omer Reish Lakish holds that a Bia's Miktas into the Azara is considered a Bia, and it's Chayiv Malkis, who then that he's also Chayiv Karis. The din is that a Tomei comes into the Azara, as I'll see, b'hemshich hasuga, even if he's a tfoyoim, or even if he's a mechusar kipurim, still din is that if they come to the Azar, there's a chi of karis. And even a bias miktas also is chay of karis, because the Torah is makish biyo l'negiyah. And this Gemara asks a kasha on ulo, for the din of mitzvah shechal shmini shloi be'erev Pesach. Now first we'll discuss the din of the Braisa itself, and afterwards we'll get to that which the Gemara is asking a kasha on ulo from the Braisa. The Braisa itself is coming to discuss the problem. How is this Valkyrie allowed to come into Har HaBayis? The story was that he's a Mitzvah B'yom HaShmini. The previous day, the seventh day, he was already Tovel, and he was intended to bring his Kabbanis the next day on Yom HaShmini to complete the process of his Tairas Mitzvah. And the problem was that he was Ra'a Keri. If he was not Ra'a Keri, he would come to the Har HaBayis on the eighth day. That's what every Mitzvah has to do. He comes to Har HaBayis in order to be Machnis Yod of the Bahinis. Now the problem is that he was Ra'a Keri. Had it not been for the fact that it was Erev Pesach, it would not be a problem. He would push off his Avos, Korban Nosov, to the next day, the ninth day. On the eighth day, he would be Tovel for his Keri. By the time the night comes, his Tumas Keri is totally over with. The next day, he could come to Har HaBayis and bring his Korbanos, and he could be Machnis Yod of the Bahinis as well. But since this case is talking about that it's Erev Pesach, in order for him to be able to be Yotze his Chi of Korban Pesach, he has to complete bringing his Korbanos on the eighth day, nor that night he's no longer a Mechusar Kiburim, and he can eat from the Korban Pesach. And the question is, how is he allowed to come into the Azara to bring his Korbanos and to stand in Shar Niknar, not to be Machis Sod of the Bahinos? Then is that a Tfol Yom de Balkeri is usher to come into the Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis is called Machna Levio. Zav and a Balkeri are Nishtaleach Chutz Mishtei Machnos. They're sent out of Machna Shchina and Machna Levio. Even after he was Tovel, and he's only a Tfol Yom de Balkeri, he's still Aser b'machna Leviyo. So on this, the Chacham and the Braisa say, Mutav Sheyovai Esi Sheyesh Beikaris, V'yitcha Esi Sheyin Beikaris. In order to enable him to be Mekayim an Esi Sheyesh Beikaris, which means the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is an Esi that if one is not Mekayim it, he's Chayiv Karis. That Esi is Deiche, the Esi of Shiluach Machanois. The Pashur says, V'yishalchum in an Machana called Tzeruah V'chol Zov V'chol Tomei L'nefesh. The parasha of Shiluach Machnois, which tells us that Azov is Nishtalech, is sent out of Machna Leviyah, that's an essay She'im Beikaris, and if we allow him to come into Har HaBayis and be Deicha the essay of Shiluach Machnois, in order to enable him to bring his Korban Pesach, which is an essay She'yesh Beikaris. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvar Torah afilu essay Ein Bei. You don't have to say that essay She'yesh Beikaris is Deicha essay She'im Beikaris, because the Isser for a Tfol Yom in Machna Leviyah is not even Deiraisa. He's not a Balkeri, he's only a Tfol Yom de Balkeri, that's a Din Darabonon. So surely the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is Deichel a Din Darabonon for a Tfol Yom de Balkeri not to come into Machna Leviyah. There's a few important points to discuss over here, which Rashi and Tosis argue about. Firstly, Rashi is Mavur, that there's actually a Machlokes between the Tan of the Braisa and the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to argue on the Tan of the Braisa. Rashi in Dibur Maschal Afal Pi She'ein Tfol Yom Acher explains, the Tan of the Braisa holds Tfol Yom de Zav kezav domi, which means that he also holds Tfol Yom de Balkeri kebalkeri domi. These things are totally one on another. And therefore, since the Raisa, the din is that Tfol Yom de Balkeri is kebalkeri, the same way while he was a Balkeri, before he was Tovel, he was Aser Midraisa Machna Leviyo, even after he was Tovel, he's still Aser Midraisa until he has Herav Shemesh. Therefore, according to the Tan of the Braisa, you have to come onto the fact that Essay Sheish Bekaris is Doicha, a regular essay, because the essay of Shiluach Machnois for Tfol Yom de Balkeri is a real essay deraisa. The only way that that's nidcha is because the essay of Korban Pesach, which has Karis, that is able to be doicheit. On that, Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he holds, Rashi explains, and Dibur Maschal Afilu Essay Einboy, that Tfol Yom de Zav Lav Kezav Domi, therefore Tfol Yom de Balkeri Lav Kebalkeri Domi, Midereisa, after this Balkeri was Tovel, he no longer has a din of Shiluach Machnois, Midereisa is already allowed to come into Machna Leviyah. Now, which he sent out is only a din d'rabbanon, as the Gemara explains. That's why it's called Chosur Chadosha. There was a takono, a takono is Yeshofa, that a Tfol Yom should not come into Machna Leviyah. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have to come on to the fact that Korban Pesach is Esei Sheish by Kais, even without that, even if it would only be a regular Esei, it would be Deicha the Isser for a Toyam to come into Machne Leviyo, which is only Midarabanon. Taisus, however, as we see, he argues on this. Taisus in Dibur Maschon, Rabbi Yechon and Omar, he says, Shredder Rabbi Yechon is not coming to argue on the Braiso. Rabbi Yechon is not a Tano, he cannot argue on a Braiso. Rather, Rabbi Yechon is coming to explain the Braiso. When the Chacham say, Mutav Shiyavi Esei Sheish by Kais, Vyitcha Esei Sheim by Kais, it doesn't really mean bedafka that the din shluach machnes over here is an essay she'im by karis. It's really only a din derabanan, and if you don't really have to come on to the fact that the Korban Pesach is an essay she'yesh by karis. Now the truth is there seems to be serious in Rashi himself. This same sugya appears in Yevamos Zayin Amud Beis, as well as in Psachim Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. In Yevamos Dav Zayin, Rashi seems to learn a derech he learns over here in Zvachim, that the shita of the Chacham in the Braisa is that it's a din deiraiso, toyoim de balkeri, cannot come into machne levia min atayro. The lashon of Rashi over there in Yevamos is, yavai essay sheyesh bekaris, v'yitcha essay she'im bekaris. He says, v'yitcha essay she'im bekaris means the essay of a yeshalchu min amachne. Rashi doesn't mention anything about a din derabonon. The pashas over there, Rashi is mashma, that we're talking about an essay deiraiso. Rashi quotes the pasuk of shiluach machneis, the same din deiraiso for a balkeri to come in before he was toivol. Rashi is mashma that even after tefillah he has that same essay deraisa to come into machna leviyah. Rashi over there as well earlier in Dibur Maschal Afalpi he says Afalpi the tefillah yom acher the carry ainu nichnas laharabayis and his lashon is the kol tefillah yom hariyu betuma adayin letruma lekodshim ulemigdash. The tefillah yom still maintains his tuma legabe the dinim of eating truma or eating kodshim or going into the migdash. As far as eating truma and eating kodshim, that we know is a din deraisa that we darshan from psukim. That the Tolyam is also to eat Truma and Kodshim. And Rashi puts Migdash together with that. Rashi's talking about the Isser for him to come into Harabayis. It's clearly Mashma that it's a Din Dei Raisa. Even after he's Toivel, he still maintains a certain Dinim, the same Dinim that he had before he was Toivel, until he has Harav Shemesh. Rashi in Psachim Tzadik Beis, however, in Dibur Maschal of Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he says not like that. He says, Amr Rabbi Yechanan Esei She'in Beikaris the Kamartan of the Braisa Lav Dafka. There Rashi explains that Rabbi Yechanan is explaining the Tana of the Braisa, that when the Tana says, Esei She'im Beikaris is Lav Dafka, that feel Esei Ein Beik B'tfol Yoyim B'machne Leviyo, Elo Drabonon Hu. Rashi over there is learning Alderach Toises over here in Ersuga, that Rabbi Yechanan is not coming to argue on the Tana, he's coming to explain the Tana. We'll get back later to that Rashi over there in Psachim. Rashi over there is Mavur, that even on the Tzad that it would be the Raisa, it would not be the same Esei of Shiluach Machnois. Meaning it would not be the Pshat that Tfol Yoyim D'Balkeri K'Balkeri, that he still has the same dinim that he had before he was Toivel, it would be a different essay. We'll get back to that Rashi later, but Hakapam, as far as whether Rabbi Yechanan is coming to argue on the Tana of the Braisa, or explain the Tana of the Braisa, Rashi over here in Zvachim, as well as Rashi in Yevamos, they learn that Rabbi Yechanan is arguing, Taisus over here in Ersugyo, and Taisus says this in Yevamos as well, Taisus says that Rabbi Yechanan is coming to explain the Tana of the Braisa, and Rashi in Psachim also is Mavur like this, that Rabbi Yechanan is not coming to argue. Now mention the kasha which Tosfos Bayosk asks on Rashi. He says that according to Rashi, the pshat in the Chacham the Braisa is because Tolyom de Balkeri is Kabalkeri. He has a din shiluach machnois min haTorah. How could the Tana say Yovei Esei Sheish Beikaris Vyitcha Esei Sheim Beikaris? If the Tolyom de Balkeri still has a din of a Balkeri, he has the regular pasha of shiluach machnois. Then in the pasha of shiluach machnois, it's not only an essay. There's a lois essay as well. The pasuk over there does say an essay of Yishalchu min haMachne. But there's also a loisa say of Yitamus Machaneim. It's also both by Essay and a loisa say for a Balkari to come into Machane Leviyo. And if so, it would be difficult, Taisa says. We know the klal is, Ein Essay Doiche Loisa say ve Essay. An Essay cannot be Doiche, a loisa say, and an Essay. According to Rashi, this Toyon de Balkari has both a loisa say and an Essay. How could the Essay of Pesach be Doiche, both the Essay and loisa say of Shuluach Machneis? So the truth is, as far as this Kash is concerned, it would not seem to be so difficult because Tosfos himself says later on, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis and Dibur Maschal L'Inyan Malkus, that an essay Sheyesh Beikaris could be Deicha, an essay and a Lois essay. A regular essay, we know the rule is that essay Deicha Lois essay, it could be Deicha Lois essay, but not a Lois essay v'essay. But essay Sheyesh Beikaris can be Deicha Lois essay v'essay. If so, this Kasha of Tosfos would not be so difficult on Rashi, but there would still be Ha'ar over here. Why in the Lashon of the Tana does he only mention the essay? He says, Essay Sheish Beikaris could be Deicha the Essay of Shiluach Machanois. Why doesn't he mention that there's also a Lois Essay on the other side? Again, once we see that Rashi holds Toyon de Balkeri Kibalkeri, he has the same status of a Balkeri, he should have the loisa say of loitamus machaneim. Why does the Braisa not mention anything about being doicha that loisa say? On this kasha, we could say a teres, and this really takes us into the sugya of Yevamis Daf Hei, which discusses the klal of essay doicha loisa say ve'essay. And there is a shita that holds. This is the shita of the Ritva over there in Yevamis, and we'll see that's the shita of the Riva as well in Tosis in Chul and Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. That which ain't essay doicha loisa say ve'essay. By a regular essay, not an essay sheish by karis. A regular essay, the rule is that it's not doicha aloysa seva essay. The Ritva over there explains, the pshat is because my ul may high essay, may high essay. Why is this essay stronger than the other essay? So even though an essay could be doicha aloysa say, it cannot be doicha the essay on the other side. The Ritva in Chulun goes even further to say that in the case where he did the essay against the loysa seva essay, since an essay has a kayach to be doicha aloysa say, so even though in this case he was not supposed to do the essay, because it was a loisa seva essay on the other side, if he does it, he's not going to get malchus for the loisa say. The Riva holds that lemaisa, the loisa say is nidche, it's just the essay which is on the side of the loisa say, which prevents the dechia, and therefore lemaisa, he will not get malchus for the loisa say. According to this, the Riva and the Ritva, that which ain't essay doicha loisa seva essay is not the pshat, because it's the joint force of the essay with the loisa say together, which prevents the dechia. It's only the essay on the other side which prevents the dechia, not the loisa say. The Raya is the other Rishonim hold, not like this. Other Rishonim hold that it's the essay with the Loisa say together. It's not the pshat that the essay could be doicha Loisa say, it's just the essay which is preventing it. It's both together. But Al Kapanim, if we'll explain over here, Bedas Rashi, Rashi will hold like the Tzad. That which ain't essay doicha Loisa say the essay has nothing to do with the Loisa say, it's just the essay which is preventing it. Then we can answer this kasha and we could explain that which the Tan of the Braisa does not address the Loisa say of Shluach Machanos. Loisa say of Loitamus Machaneim, that was the Kasha of Tosfos. If Rashi holds that Toyon de Balkeri ke Balkeri, that's the Pshat in the Tan of the Braisa. And this would include not only an essay, it would also be a Loisa say. The answer will be that as far as the Loisa say is concerned, that we don't have to address because that's the Klal always, essay doicha Loisa say. Even in this case where there's an essay and a Loisa say, but as far as the Loisa say, you don't need any special Koyach Tchia, essay is always doichet. It's only the essay in the other side which prevents the Tchia. And that the Tana of the Raisa addresses, and he says that since the essay of Pesach is essay Sheish Bekaris, it could be doicha the essay of Shiluach Machanes. So this would be an answer for Rashi to explain the Tana of the Raisa. Echami, there is an essay in the Loisa say of Shiluach Machanes, but when he's talking about whether the essay of Pesach could be doicha, he only has to address the essay of Shiluach Machanes, and he tells us the essay Sheish Bekaris can be doicha it. Now, add further that as far as this Kasha of Tosis, and according to Rashi, if it's an essay of Shiluach Machanes, that the Toyon de Bakeri has, and he also has the Loisa say of Leitamos Machaneim, and Teisa asks, how could the essay be doicha the Loisa say ve'essay? So Rabbi Kweger in the Chuvis in Simon Yud Gimel, he mentions that you could understand differently, you could understand that even if the Tana of the Braisa does hold that it's an essay midiraisa, and Rabbi Yechon is coming to argue in the Tana of the Braisa, but it could be the Pshat in the Tana of the Braisa is not because Toyon de Bakeri ki Balkeri, rather it could be a different essay deraisa. Taisus over here is Meirich to explain that even if you hold Tfoyoin de Balkeri ki Balkeri dummy, it's only in the Gael other dinim, it's not as far as the din of Shluach Machanais. This is the Shita of Taisus in Arsugyo. And Rikager says that you could learn, even if you hold like Taisus, that Tfoyoin de Balkeri lav ki Balkeri, as far as dinim Shluach Machanais, there could be a different essay which this Tfoyoin de Balkeri has, which would be Mechayiv him not to come into Machna Leviyo. And the truth is, this is really what Rashi himself says in Psachim Dev Tzadik Beis. As we mentioned before, Rashi over there says, when he explains the Shita of the Tanakama, he explains the Shita of the Tanakama would be Mashma, that it's an essay deraisa, and Rechon is coming to explain that that's not what the Tana means, he doesn't mean an essay deraisa, it's only a din derabanan, but when Rashi explains what would the essay deraisa be, he quotes a different pasuk, a pasuk which talks about the din of Balkeri. In Parashas Kiseitse, the pasuk says, Ki yeh b'cha ish asher lo yihi atar mikrei loylo, and the next pasuk says, V'hayu lifnais erev yirchetz b'mayim, the pasuk says, after Bias Shemesh, after the sun goes down, then he could come back into the Machne. And Rashi of the Yamsachim explains that with the Mashmais of the Tana, that it is an essay deraisa, which essay would it be? The essay of Kibay Hashemesh Yovay Al Toicha Machne, the Torah says, Beloshin essay, that he could come back into the Machne after the sun sets. That's Mashm, that before sunset, he cannot come into the Machne. And the Tana would hold that the Machne over here in this pasuk is referring to Machne Leviyo. So really, about Toyon de Balkeri, Lavka Balkeri dummy. The Yisurim that he had while he was Balkeri, those Yisurim are gone already. The Pasha of Shiluach Machanais no longer applies after he was Toivel. But there's a different essay, Kibay Hashemesh Yavi Al Toicha Machane, that essay he would have.
And that Rashi explains over there that when Bechanan comes to explain the Tan of the Braisa, he does not mean that it's an Esri Deraisa, and Bechanan understands that when the Pasuk says, Ukubaya Shemesh Yavi Al Toicha Machne, Machne, that Pasuk means Machne Shechina, there he definitely was Asr to come in Minat Torah before he had Erev Shemesh. Then is that a Tfol Yoim who comes into the Azara is Chayiv Kares. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that Machne in that Pasuk is Machne Shechina, but as far as Machne Levi is concerned, that it was Mutter Minat Torah to come even before Erev Shemesh. Rav Palmer, Rabbi Kveger says, if you would understand that the Tanah of the Raisa really does hold that it's a Din Deraisa, Yavi Esei Sheish Bekares, V'yitcha Esei Sheim Bekares means literal, that it isn't Esei Deraisa, but you'd hold that the essay is not the parasha of Shluach Machnois, as it's this essay of Kibbutz Shemesh Yavi Ala Machne, then the kasha of Tosis would not be difficult. Tosis is only asking his kasha on Rashi in Ersugyo, who says that Tfol Yoyim Balkari Kibalkari Domi, once he's mamish the same as his Balkari, then he would have not only the essay, but also the Lois essay. And therefore Tosis asks his kasha, how could essay be Deicha Lois essay the essay? Hashenkin, if you hold that it's not the parasha of Shluach Machnois which he has, because Tfol Yoyim Balkari Lav Kibalkari Le'inyan Shluach Machnois, even if there is a different essay deraisa of Kibbutz Shemesh Yavi Ala Machne, that's only an essay, not a lois essay. Therefore, the lashon of the Tana of the Raisa would be very good. Yavi essay sheish bekaris, v'yitcha essay sheim bekaris. There would only be an essay and not a lois essay. Now, I'll mention another kasha over here on the sugya, on the sheet of Rashi. This is a kasha which the Aruch Lener and Yevamis asks. Seems to be a very strong kasha on the sheet of Rashi in the sugya, and that is, if Rabbi Yochanan is coming to argue on the Tana of the Raisa, the Tana of the Raisa himself really holds that it is an essay de Raisa, then why does the Tana say, Mitzvah Shechal Shminit Shalei Barav Pesach, V'ra Keri Barav Yoyim V'Toval, Amru Chacham Af Bish Ein Tvol Yom Acher Nichnas, Zan Nichnas, Mutav Yavi Essay Sheish Bekaris, V'yitcha Essay Sheim Bekaris, the Mashmais of the Tana is that after he's Tovel, then ready we'll have to come in, because Essay Sheish Bekaris is Deich Essay Sheim Bekaris. L'chair, according to Rashi in the Sugyo, that Tvol Yom Bakari Kibakari Domi, he still has an essay deraisa after he was toivel. Why would it be that we only allow him to come into Har HaBayis after he was toivel? Lechel, there's no difference after he was toivel than before he was toivel. If Tfol Yoyim de Balkari ke Balkari Dami, that means that he's mamish the same as the Balkari, even after he's toivel, before he has Har of Shemesh, his dinim didn't change, he still has the same status as the Balkari, so why would it be makbid dafka that he has to be toivel before he comes in? Being toivel doesn't help him, Bechlal, he still has the same Yisurim, he has the essay and lois essay of Shiluach Machnois, and if essay sheish berkaris could be deicha that essay for lois essay, then why would it be that we make him first be toivel? Being toivel lachar doesn't change his tumah bechlal. We should allow him to come in even before he was toivel. This is a strong kasha which the Aruch Lener asks on the sheet of Rashi, and again this kasha would only be difficult on Rashi in Ersugya, who explains that if the Tan of the Braisa holds that it's deraisa, which deraisa is it? The same deraisa that Rabbi Alkari had before he was toivel. Because Tfol Yoyim Balkari ke Balkari Dami. If, however, you would explain Al Derech Rashi and Psachim, where Rabbi Kveger explains that the essay deraisa would be the essay of Kibbutz Shemesh Yavi Ala Machne, and not the same dinim as the Balkari, Tfol Yoyim Balkari lav ke Balkari Dami le'inyan Shluach Machnois, it's a different essay, then the kasha of the Aruch Ner would not be difficult bechlal. We would understand very clearly why he has to first be toivel, because before he was toivel, he has the dinim of a Balkari, he has an essay and a lois essay. They will not allow him to come into Har HaBayis, either because essay cannot be deicha lois essay ve'essay, or even if essay sheish bekaris can be deicha lois essay ve'essay, but lemaisa he has an opportunity to be toivel first, and if he does that, then he only has to deal with an essay, not a lois essay. After he's toivel, he only has the essay of Kibbutz Shemesh Yavi Ala Machne. He does not have the essay v'lois essay. So b'stam we would tell him that he has to first be toivel to minimize the assum that he's over, and we shouldn't have to be deicha both the lois essay and the essay. Ragaparam, that would only answer according to Rashi and Psachim, the way Rabbi Kveger wants to explain, but according to Rashi Bayos, that explains the Tan of the Braisa holds Tfol Yoyim Balkari ke Balkari Dami. And the Chor, the Kasha of the Aruch Lener remains difficult. Why do we only allow him to come in after he is Tevil? The Chor, there's no difference after he is Tevil and before he is Tevil. Either way, he has the same essay v'lois essay of Shiluach Machnois, because Tfol Yoyim Balkari ke Balkari Dami. One can take a look over in the Aruch Lener over there in Yevamos, he gives a different tarot to this Kasha. Now, I'll discuss another point over here, which Tosis talks about in the end of the Dibur Maschil of Rabbi Yochanan. He discusses why is it that the Braisa spoke about a case of raw keri? Why are we dafka choosing that case and not other types of tumois? For example, if he touched the sheretz or he ate nevela, these are also types of tumois where the person is tummy for one day. He's toivel and then he has to wait for Erev Shemesh that evening. So Tosis says that according to the sheet of Rashi, we could understand this. And the truth is, this is what Rashi himself says in Yevamos Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Rashi says we chose Tumas Keri because Tumas Sheretz or Tumas Navela, those types of Tumas are allowed to come into Har HaBayis. Not sent out of Machna Leviya. The din is that a Tumay Sheretz or a Tumay Navela or even a Tumas Mace, he's only not allowed to go into Machna Shechina. He's sent out of the Azor, but the other Machnis he can be in, therefore there would be no issue for him to come into Har HaBayis. Only a Baal Keri is sent out of two Machnis, therefore only there does the Bais have to say, Yavei Esei Sheish Beikaris, Yidcha Esei Sheim Beikaris. And Tosis says, this is both over here and in Yevamos, the Mishnah according to the Shita of Rashi, the Shita of the Tana of the Braisa is that we're talking about an Esei Deraisa that we understand. Only the Tfoyoin de Bakari has an Esei Deraisa. Hashaykin, if you hold that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to explain the Tana of the Braisa, and the Tana of the Braisa is also asking that we're only talking about a Din Drabanon, if so, it will be difficult, Tosis asks. The same way Tfoyoin de Bakari has a Din Drabanon, all Tfoyoins also have a Din Drabanon, not to come into Machna Leviya. Tosis quotes a Mishnah in Kalim which says that a Tfoyoin cannot come into the Ezras Noshim. That Mishnah in the first parak of Kalim goes through the Eser Kedushas, different levels of Kedusha, Yerushalayim, Har HaBayis. It goes step by step and tells us each level, how it's greater than the previous level. And the Mishnah over there is Mavur, that a Baal Keri cannot come into Machna Leviya. And Hemshech the Mishnah says that a Tfoyoin cannot come into the Ezras Noshim. Tosis understands that when the Mishnah says Tfoyoim, it means all types of Tfoyoim, all of them cannot come into the Ezras Noshim. And the Ezras Noshim is a chilik of the Har HaBayis, which is the closest to the Shaar Niknor, the closest to the entrance of the Azara. It's not the entire Har HaBayis. That's the part where the Metzora would have to stand. When he's standing in Shaar Niknor, he goes through the Ezras Noshim. According to Tosis, when the Sugya says that there's a problem for the Tfoyoim to be in Machna Leviya, it doesn't mean the whole Machna Leviya, it means the part where the Metzora is standing, because that's included in Ezras Noshim, which has a din derabanan that the Tfoyoim cannot be there, and Tosis is bothered, since the Mishnah in Kalim is Mavur, that all types of Tfoyoims cannot be there, so why does the Raisa specifically choose the case of Tfoyoim de Baal Keri and not other types of Tumas? Now we should just mention that Tosis previously, earlier in this same Dibur HaMaschil, he says, L'char, the Mishnah which is Mavur, that a Tfoyoim cannot come into the Ezras Noshim, it's Mashma, that he's not sent out of the entire Har HaBayis. The rest of the Har HaBayis he can be, it's only the Ezras Noshim that he cannot be. He says, L'cher, that would not fit with the Shita of the Tana of the Braisa, the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns the Tana of the Braisa holds Tfoyoim de Baal Keri ke Baal Keri. Even after he's Tevel, he still has the Dinam of a Baal Keri as far as Shiluach Machnois. If so, the same way a Baal Keri cannot come into the entire Machna Leviya, the entire Har HaBayis, so too a Tfoyoim de Baal Keri would not be allowed to come into the entire Har HaBayis. And Tosis says the Mishnah in Kalim is Mashma that it's only the Ezras Noshim which he's sent out of. Therefore, Tosis says that according to the Shita of Rashi, the Tana of Ar Braisa cannot fit with that Mishnah in Kalim. But on Kapanim, Tosis is asking now that the way he learns that Rebbe Chanan is explaining the Tana of the Braisa, everyone is masking that Tfoyoim de Baal Keri, Lavka Baal Keri, Le'inyin Shiluach Machnais, and it's just a Din Darabanan. Tosis understands that the Din Darabanan, which is mentioned in Ar Braisa, the Takanos Seishofot, that's the same as that which the Mishnah refers to in Kalim, that which the Tfoyoim cannot come into the Ezras Noshim. According to the Shita of Tosis, the Chotzer Chadosha, which Rabbi Yochanan refers to, does not mean the entire Har HaBayis, as the Chotzer Chadosha refers to the Ezras Noshim, as it's Mavur in the Mishnah in Kalim. And therefore Tosis asks, since the Mishnah in Kalim is Mavur that all Tfoyoims cannot come into Har HaBayis, so the Tana of the Braisa is anyways talking about a Din Darabanan, the way Tosis learns, he's not talking about an Esig Deraisa, so why did he have to dafka choose the case of Baal Keri? He could have spoken about the case of Sheretz or Tumas Nevela also. So Tosis answers this and he says that in a chanami, once this person whose tummy is Tevel, there really is no difference whether he was tummy Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Nevela, or Baal Keri. All types of Tumas, once he's Tevel, he's allowed to be a Machna Leviya Midereisa. It's only a Din Darabanan, and that Din Darabanan that he cannot come into the Ezras Noshim is equal by all types of Tful Yoyims. But still, since Lemaisa, a Baal Keri, before he was Tevel, he had a Din Darabanan not to come into Machna Leviya. Hashenkin a tummy Tumas Sheretz or Tumas Nevela, he only was not allowed to come into Machna Shechina, so before the Tefillah, the Baal Keri was more Chomer. Therefore, the Braisa chose the case of Baal Keri to tell us a greater Chiddush, and we allow him to come in order to be Machis, the son of the Bahinis, so he could bring the Karban Pesach. It's still somewhat of a greater Chiddush, since the Maisa before his Tefillah, his Tumah was a greater Tumah. HaKaparim is Mavur from Tosis that he understands that the Gzeres Yeshafa, the Chotzer Chadosha, is referring to the same which the Mishnah and Kalim discusses, the Isser for Tfoyoim to come into the Ezras Noshim. Tosis understands that it will include all types of Tfoyoims, not just Tfoyoim de Baal Keri. And therefore Tosis says that if you hold that the Tana of the Braisa is a Din Deraisa, that because Tfoyoim de Baal Keri ke Baal Keri Dami, then that would be different, it would not fit with the Mishnah in Kalim, Because if you hold Tvayin Dabakari Kibakari, you would be usher in the entire Harabayis. Shenkin Mishnah and Kayam says you're only usher in the Ezra's Nashim. Now, if we take a look at Rashi over here, and Zibar Maschal Noichach HaChotzer HaChadosha, Rashi says, what is Chotzer HaChadosha? Har Habayis. Rashi's Mavur like this as well, in Yivamis Zayin Amad Beis, and Psachim Tzadik Beis Amad Aleph. In both of those places also, Rashi says, the Chotzer HaChadosha is the entire Har Habayis, not like Taisis who says that the Chotzer HaChadosha was only the Ezra's Nashim. Taisis was bothered that how does this fit with the Mishnah and Kalim? The Mishnah and Kalim is Mavur that a Tfoyam cannot come into the Ezra's Nashim. Mashmai says the rest of Har Habayis he can come into. Therefore, Taisis understood that Chotzer HaChadosha Karchuk has to be Dafka the Ezra's Nashim, not the entire Har Habayis. Rashi says clearly not like this. Rashi Lachar is difficult. How does it fit with the Mishnah and Kalim, which says that the Tfoyam cannot come into the Ezra's Nashim? So the number of Achronim, in the Chedusha Rav Nachum and Yevamos and others as well, they say that the Shita of Rashi is that the Chotzer HaChadosha, which was referred to over here by the Gzeiras Yei Shofet, is not the same din as that which the Mishnah and Kalim was referring to. This is for a Tfoyam to come into the Ezra's Nashim. The Gzeira of the Mishnah and Kalim, which includes all types of Tfoyams, that's together a Harchoka. The Chacham were concerned that if we allow Tfoyam to come close to the Azara, if we allow him to go into the Ezra's Nashim, which was right next to Shar Niknar, the entrance to the Azara, he may by mistake go into the Azara and then it'll be Chayiv Kareis. As we mentioned before, all types of Tfoyams have a Chayiv Kareis if they go into the Machna Shechina, the Azara. Therefore, the Chacham were geyser to move everyone back, not to allow any Tfoyam to come into the Ezra's Nashim. So that Gzeira is for all Tfoyams, because all Tfoyams cannot come into Machna Shechina. But they were not geyser on the entire Har Habayis, only on the Ezra's Nashim. There's a different Gzeira, the Gzeiras Yei Shofa, the Chotzer Chadosha. Rashi understands Chotzer Chadosha means the entire Har Habayis. And that Gzeira is a whole different Geder. Rashi would hold that this Gzeira is only on a Tfoyoyim de Balkeri, where the din was before he was Taival, he was Osir Midereisa to come into Machna Leviya. Now that he was Taival Be'etzem, he's Mutter Minatayra, Tfoyoyim de Balkeri Lavke Balkeri Dami, surely according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yechanan. Still, the Rabbanim were geyser, they said, the same way he was not allowed to come in before he was Tevel, even after he was Tevel, he should not come in until he has Erev Shemesh. Since we anyways find that there are certain dinim which a Tfoyoyim de Balkeri still has, certain dinim of his Balkeri did not go away until after Erev Shemesh, like I'll be going into Machna Shechina, or like I'll be eating Kachim or Tshuma, the Rabbanim were meisiv that also as far as going into Har Habayis, Machna Leviya, even after he's Tevel, he should maintain the same dinim that he has before he was Tevel, he should still not go in. So it's not together Harchoka that they were afraid they might go into somewhere else, into a different place, and they wanted to keep the same dinim he had before he was Tevel. If so, we understand that it has to include the entire Har Habayis. There would be no svar to differentiate between the Ezra's Nashim and the rest of Har Habayis. Any area where he was not allowed to come in when he was a Balkari before he was Tevel, the Rabbanim were geyser that he should still not come in after he was Tevel. And we also understand that this gzeira only makes sense by Tfoyoyim de Balkari, not Tfoyoyim de Sheretz or Nevela, because those types of tumas, even before he was Tevel, he was allowed to come into Machna Leviya. It's only a Balkari where before his tefillah he was Asr Midereisa in Machna Leviya. Yei Shofet was geyser that even after his tefillah he's still Asr. So these are two entirely different takanas with different gedarim. According to this, the Achrinim go on and they explain, even if you'd hold that Rabbi Yechanan is coming to explain the Tana, not to argue on him. Not like Rashi over here in Zvachim and Rashi in Yevamis, rather like Rashi in Psachim, the Tana of the Raisa also never meant to say in Esei de Raisa, it's only a Din Darabonon. Isa the Kasha that Taisis asked was, why does he Bedafka choose a case of Balkari and not other types of Tumris? Taisis gave a teres to this Kasha, which was somewhat of a Deichik, but you can answer this Kasha differently according to the way Rashi is Mavur, that the Gzeiras Yeshafet is not the same din as the Mishnah and Kalim. Gzeiras Yeshafet is a takana, specifically by Tfoyoyim de Balkari, that he should maintain the same status he had before he was Tevel, and he's also the entire Har Habayis. Mashenki in the Gzeir of the Mishnah and Kalim, that's why all types of Tolyoyims are Harchaka to make sure that whoever's not allowed to go into Machne Shechina, they don't come to go in by mistake. We can understand why is it that the Tana chose the case of Tolyoyim de Balkari, not the other types of Tumais. Since the Gdarim are different, he chose the case of Tolyoyim de Balkari, which is similar to a din Dairaisa. The Rabbanan gave the same din that he had before he was Tevel. They said that he should keep that same din. And before he was Tevel, there was a din Shiluach Machneis Minatayra. He had both an essay and a Lois essay to come into Machna Leviya. One could have understood that even after he was Tevel, the Rabbanan said that he should have that same Geder, the same Din. Therefore, one would have thought that Essay Sheish Ber Kreis would not be Deiche, because it's like an Essay and a Leis Essay on the Rabbanan level. Here, this is a greater Chiddush to say that Essay Sheish Ber Kreis could be Deiche, that Isser the Rabbanan of Tolyam de Balkari. Mashenki and the other types of Tumais, Tolyam de Sheretz and Tolyam de Nevela, even though Einach Nami, that's also Asr Midarbanon, that's not as great of a chiddush to say that the Esay Shoyesh Baikaris would be Deicha, that Isser, that Din Darbanon is a new Gzeira, they didn't give it the status of a Deiraisa, it's partial that it does not have an Esay and a Loisa say to it, so that would be more partial that Esay Shoyesh Baikaris would be Deicha it. For that reason, the Tanya of the Raisa chose Bedafka, the case of Tolya and Debalkeri, to tell us the greater chiddush. So just to summarize what we spoke about on this Sugya, we had a Machlikis Rashi in Teisvis. Rashi over here in Zvachim, as well as in Yevamis, understands that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to argue on the Tanya of the Braisa. The Tanya of the Braisa holds Tolya and Debalkeri, Kebalkeri Dami, he's also made the Raisa and Machna Leviya, and Rabbi Yochanan argues and he says it's only the Rabbanon. The Shita of Teisvis, as well as Rashi and Psachim, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to be Mefarish, the Tanya of the Braisa. Everyone agrees that a Tolya and Debalkeri is allowed to come in Machna Leviya Min HaTorah. It's only Osir Midarabanan. We saw the Kasha that Tosfos asked on Rashi, if the Tanya of the Braisa holds Tolya and Debalkeri Kebalkeri Dami, what does it mean Yavi Esay Sheish Beikaris V'Yidcha Esay Sheim Beikaris? Mechor is not only an essay, it's an essay and a Lois essay. We answered Bidas Rashi that Esay Sheish Beikaris can be Deicha even an essay and a Lois essay. We also explained why is that the Tanya does not address Bechal the Lois essay. Now we said that if you hold that the Tzad, that the Tanya holds that it's Deiraisa, is not because Tolya and Debalkeri Kebalkeri Dami, rather because a different pasuk, "Ukabei Hashemesh Yavei Alam Machne," then the kasha of Tosfos would not be difficult. It's only an essay. It's not both a lois essay and an essay. We also said the kasha of the Aruch Lener would not be difficult. The Aruch Lener asks, "What difference does it make if he was Tovel or if he wasn't Tovel? Either way, he has the same dinim." That kasha would only be if you hold the Pshat and the Tana that he's also in the races because Tol Yain Debalkeri Kebalkeri Dami. Not if you hold the Pshat is because it's a new essay. Then we would understand why he has to be Tovel. At least you get rid of the Lois Asay. And then we discussed another Machlekes Rashi in Tosfos, whether the Gzeiras Yeshafar is the same Gzeira which is discussed in Mishnah and Kedlim. Tosfos holds that it is the same Gzeira, and therefore Tosfos holds the Chaser Chadasha of Erbechanon is only the Ezes Nashim, not the entire Harabayas. And Tosfos asks Akasha on Rashi, the Mishnah and Kedlim does not fit with the Tana of the Braisa. The Tana of the Braisa, if he holds Tolyan de Balkeri ke Balkeri, he'd be also in the entire Harabayas. The Mishnah and Kedem is a vur that is only Usr in the Ezras Nashim. And we said that B'das Rashi holds that the Gzeres Yeshafet is not the same Nidain as the Mishnah and Kedem. The Mishnah and Kedem is talking about all types of Solyoyims and their Usr in the Ezras Nashim. Gzeres Yeshafet was in the entire Harabais and is dafka about Solyoyim de Balkeri. If so, it will come out that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Solyoyim de Balkeri in Harabais is only Midarbonon, but it's still not the same thing that the Mishnah and Kedem talks about. When the Mishnah and Kedem says Solyoyim, it's not talking about Solyoyim de Balkeri. Tolyan de Balkeri is more Chomer, so that which Tosfos asked, that according to Rashi, the Tana of the Raisa does not fit with the Mishnah and Kelim, the Mishnah and Kelim is not talking about Tolyan de Balkeri. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah and Kelim does not include Tolyan de Balkeri. Tolyan de Balkeri is more Chomer, so surely according to the Tana of the Raisa as well, you don't have to say that he's Seiser the Mishnah and Kelim. And this entire discussion is to explain the Tana of the Raisa and Rabbi Yochanan, why is it that would matter for the Tolyan de Balkeri to come into Machina Leviyo. But Akopam, the main point which the Gemara is trying to get to is to ask Akasha on Ula, who says, Abiyas Mikzas Shmabiyo, that the Gemara asks from here, I Amri Abiyas Mikzas Shmabiyo, Hichi Ma'ayel Yodi Bibahinais, Idiv Idi Esse Sheish Beikarisu. We understand how he's allowed to come into Machna Leviyo, Esse Sheish Beikarisu Pesach is Deiche. The question, however, is, how is he allowed to be Machis Sada Bibahinais, the Dinis, the material stands in Sharniknar, and he's Machis Bibahinais into the Azara, to have the Dam of the Ashram placed on the Bahinais. If you hold Bias Mikzas Shmabiyo, that's considered as if he's coming into the Azara, and the din is that for a Tfoyoim Dezav to come into the Azara, or any Tfoyoim, that's already an Isra which has Kareis. So Esir Sheish Bekaris of Pesach, although it allows the Tfoyoim Dabalkeri to come into Machna Leviyah and stand in Shar Niknar, which has Kedushas Machna Leviyah, but to be Machna Sad of the Bahinais into the Avera Azara, that already should be a problem. And this is my answer is Shani Mitzayra Hail Vuhutar Le Tzaratoy. This is the chiddush of the Gemara of Hoyel v'Ishtri, Ishtri. Since Batsam, just the fact that he's a Mitzera, that he's a Mechusar Kippurim of Mitzera, also should answer him with an Isser Karis to be Machis Sadal Bahinis into the Azara. And still the Torah was Materit, every Mitzera has to do this, Akarcha the Torah gave a special heter. Once we're anyhow Materit for a Mechusar Kippurim to come into the Azara, now that he has an additional problem that he's also with Tfol Yoim, we'll be Mater that as well. Now mentioned Tosfos and Dibur Maschel Amr Mitunach, the bottom of the Amr, this is towards the end of that Tosfos already on Daf Lamed Gimel Amr Aleph, he's bothered by Akasha, why does the Braisa have to say, Yavi Esay Sheish Beikaris, Vigitcha Esay Sheim Beikaris, why don't we use the same Sfar of Hail V'Ishtari Ishtari, once were matter for the Mechusar Kippurim to go into Machna Leviyo, were matter also for the fact that he's a Tfoyoin de Balkari. So now Taisa says, over there it's not Shaykh Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri, because his dinner's at a Mitzayra after he finishes the process of his Taira on Yem Shvi, if the only thing that he has left is his Karbonis, B'Yem Shmini, he's only Mechusar Kippurim. There the din is that he's allowed to go Machna Leviyo. He doesn't need a special heter to go there to be Mekayin the Mitzvah of Matan Bahinis. Either way, he's allowed to go in, even if not for the purpose of bringing his Karbonis B'Yem Hashmini. Therefore, it's not Shaykh Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri. That only makes sense if Be'esim there's an Isra over here, yet the Torah gave a heter, if it would be usher for Mechusar Kippurim to come into Machna Leviyo, and the Torah would give him a heter in order to come there to bring his Karbonis, then Eichanami would be able to say Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri, would matter also the Isra for Tvoyen Dual Keri to come into Harabais. But since the din is that a Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to come in even the Chatchila any time into Machna Leviyo, therefore it's not Shaykh Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri. It's not a prat that there's an Isra over here which the Torah gave a heter to, there is no Isra Bechlal. It's only as far as being Machis Sadal Bahinis into the Azara, into Machna Shechina, there the din is that it's also for Mechusar Kippurim to go into Machna Shechina. It's this who has even Kareis. Of there, once the Torah was matter for him to go in order for him to become the din of Matan Bahinis, if you hold Bias Mikzas Shema Bio, then that will say Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri, it can also be matter the Isra of Tfol Yoyim. Now the Achronim, the Karnar over here, as well as the Aruch HaNar Yavam, they point out as far as the Shita of the Rambam paskins in Perek Gimel Hilchos Bias Migdosh Halacha Tes, that a Mechusar Kippurim goes into the Azara is not Chayev Karis, he only gets Makas Mardus. A Tfol Yoyim goes into the Azara, the Rambam paskins, and Halacha Yud Daud over there, that he is Chayev Karis. But a Mechusar Kippurim, the Rambam holds, is only Osir Midrabanan. The Raiva asks on the Rambam, later on in Perek Daud Hilchos Bias Migdosh, yes, from the Gemara Makas, Daf Ches Amad Beis, which is also Gemara Nazir, Daf Mem Hei Amad Aleph, the Gemara Kapute says Mefurish, that Mechusar Kippurim is Chayev Karis if he comes into the Azara. The Rambam seems to pass not like that. And furthermore, the Ravid asks for Mersugya. I can't understand what the Ravid is asking for Mersugya is, the Gemara which says, Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri, the heter for the Tfoyim to come into the Azara to be Mechus Sadal Bahines, is because Hoyov Ishtri, the Isra of Mechusar Kippurim, is getting a heter, so we also matter the Isra of Tfoyim. According to the Shita of the Rambam, that Mechusar Kippurim in the Azara is not Osir Bechlaudai Raisa, definitely not Chayev Karis, not even Osir Midai Raisa, so how can we say Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri? It's not the fact that the Torah gave a heter from Mechusar Kippurim, which would enable us to be matter Tfol Yoyim also. There is no Isra B'chal Midiraisa for Mechusar Kippurim to come into Lazara. How is it possible to say Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri? This is how the Achayim understand the Kasha of the Ravid. And the Keren Oira and the Aruch HaNer, they answer that the Rambam is Lushitosei. Because the Rambam paskins in Perek Gimel Huchos Bias Migdal Shaloch Yed Ches, that Bias Mixas Loishma Bia. The Ravid over there argues, he doesn't understand why the Rambam would paskin now like Ula over here, that says Bias Mikzas Shma Bio, but the Achayim explained the Rambam was forced to paskin this way, that Bias Mikzas Loi Shma Bio, because he was bothered by the Kasha, how could the Braisa say that it's mutter for the Tolyoin de Balkari to come to Machna Leviyo, and then be Machas Sadal Bahinis into the Azara? What is the heter to be Machas Sadal Bahinis? The Rambam Lashitasi does not have the terrace of Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri, because according to the Shita of the Rambam, he paskins that a Mechusar Kippurim is not Osir Midei Raisa in Machna Shechina. If so, you don't have the whole Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri, you don't have the first heter, which enables us to be matched with the second Isser of Tfol Yoyim. Therefore, the Rambam was bothered, how could the Braisa say that the Mitzvah B'yam HaShmini, Shiroa Keri, could come into the Azar in order to be Machas Sotav HaBahinais? The Rambam was forced to paskin, not like Ula, rather the Halacha is B'yas Mikzas Loishma B'ya. In other words, these two Pesachim of the Rambam are dependent one on another. Either you could hold that Mechusar Kippurim is Osir Midereisa with an Isser Kareis to come into the Azar, then you have the Svar of Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri, and then you could hold a Bias Mikzas Shma Bio. But if you're going to paskin, then Mechusar Kippurim is not Osir Midereisa to come into the Azara, you don't have Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri, then you can be forced to paskin that Bias Mikzas Loi Shma Bio. Now, just speak for the last few minutes a little bit about the Indian of Bias Mikzas Shma Bio, the Shita of Ula over here, that if you come in partially into the Azara, it's as if he came in and he's Chayev Kareis, Misham Bias Mikdosh. Taisus in Yavamus Daf Zayin Amud Beis asks Akasha, he says, if you hold Bias Mikzas Shma Bio, why does the Braisa say that it's mutter to be Machis out of the Bahinais? The Chayev, if he's anyways coming in and he's being over the din of Bio, he's coming into the Mikdosh despite the fact that he's a Tfol Yoyim, he has a heter because Hoyov Ishtri Ishtri. The Chayev should also be allowed to come in fully. There should be no difference between Bias Mikdosh and Bias Kuloy. If even Bias Mikdosh is called a Bia, Bias Kuloy should not be any worse. So Taisus over there gives two terutzim to this Kasha. The first terutz he says is, since the Isra of Bias Mikdosh is not written Mefurish, it's learned from a Hekish, We compare Negia to Bia, just like Negia b'miktsas Shema Negia, so to Bia's miktsas Shema Bia. Therefore, we will not allow him to be over in Isra, which it says Mefurish, Isra of Bia's Kula, that's considered written Mefurish, Isra of Bia's miktsas, that's only learned from a Hekish. It's not necessary to be over the Pasuk Mefurishes. We'll tell him that he should only do Bia's miktsas, which is not Mefurish in the Pasuk. Unless this seems hard to understand, the din of a Hekish is din Dereisa, the Pasuk says that it's also called a Bia. Why should there be a chelik between Bia's Kula and Bia's miktsas? The Biskrov explains, this is brought in the Sefer Minchas Avram over here in Zvachim, that from Tosfos we see that it's not the pshat that we're learning from the Hekesh, the Bias Miktas is the same as Bias Kulu. That when the Torah gives an Isser Bia, there's no difference between Miktas or Kulu. Rather, what we're learning from Hekesh is a new Isser. The Pasha pshat in the Pasuk is telling us an Isser of Bias Kulu. From Hekesh we learn that there's an Isser as well of Bias Miktas. But Lamaisa, there are two different Isurim. There's an Isser of Bias Miktas and an Isser of Bias Kulu. And that Tosfos is Mechadish, that the Isra of Bias Kulu is more Chomer, since that's written Mefurish in the Pasuk. Therefore, if it's not necessary to be over the Isra of Bias Kulu, all you need to do is be over the Isra of Bias Miktas to be Mechisad of the Bahinais. Therefore, we are now allowed to be over the Isra of Bias Kulu. A second Tosfos over there gives is, even if you say there is no difference in the Chomer Isra between Bias Miktas and Bias Kulu, still it would be also for him to go in more than he has to. Tosfos compares this to a case of Hoylik Derech Tzara, Uboloi ba'arucha. The Mishnah in Shavuos Yudalad Amud Beis, if someone became tummy inside the Azara, and he didn't leave the shortest possible route, he's chayav mishum tumah b'migdosh. You see that even when one has to be in, he has to be in the shortest possible. If he's there more than necessary, he's chayav mishum bias migdosh. So too Tosfos says over here, including this would also be, if he only has to come in partially, and he comes more than necessary, that would also be yasser. Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Aris on Yevamis, in Simon Yotes Ois Aleph, he explains, what is the machaikus between the two terutzim of Tosfos? He says that Tosfos in his kasha and in his first teretz held, what is the yisayd of bias miktas shma bia? The pshat is that bias miktas is ki'ilu that there was a full bia. There's no chalik between bias miktas and bias kulu. When the teretz says that he can't come in, what is called coming in? If part of his body comes in, that's called that he came in. If so, then the pshat is that miktas is kekulu, there'll be no chalik between part of him coming in and all of him coming in, since even when he comes in partially, it's as if he's completely inside. Tosfos was therefore bothered, once we're allowing him to be Mechis out of the Bahines, once Miktas is coming in, it should be no difference, and we should allow his entire body to come in. That Tosfos' answer, Einichnayim Miktas Iska Kulu, but that itself is only learned from a Hekesh, it's not from the Pashta Dikra, therefore will only be matter what's learned from the Hekesh, we're not going to be matter the Isser which is said Mefurish. In the second test, however, Rabbi Chanan explains, here Tosfos understands the Klal of Bias Miktas Shema Bia differently. It's not the fact that Bias Miktas is that it's as if he entirely came in. When he puts in his thumbs, Basim, his body is out, only his thumbs are in. Now we learn from the Hekesh that it's also even to be Machnes part of the body. Again, it's not the pshat that the whole body is considered to be in, just part of it is in, but that's also Aser. Therefore, Tosfos said that since when he's Machnes is Bahines, the rest of the body is still outside, it's not as if the whole body is inside, therefore it would not be Mutter to be Machnes more than necessary. As far as the rest of his body, which is still outside, there would still be an Isser to bring that in unnecessarily. We'll just finish off with an interesting shayla which is discussed in the Tshuvos Avnei Nezer in Yerdei Simon Tof Nun. He discusses a shayla about one who is standing next to the Kosel Ma'arovi, if he's allowed to put his fingers into the crevices in the wall. Putting one's fingers in is a Bias Miktas, and if the width of the wall itself also is part of Har Habayis, it has Kedushas Machne Levio, so it will be Aser for a Balkari to come into Machne Levio, a Bias Miktas would also be Aser. He discusses over there that which we find according to Ula that Bias Miktas into Machne Shchino is Chayev Karis Mishum Bia. Would the same also apply as far as a Bias Miktas into Machne Levio for those who are usher to come into Machne Levio? He say as far as that's concerned also we say that Bias Miktas Shema Bia. Ragapanba over there in Sifkot and Yir'alaf he mentions a Svara. He says perhaps if you hold that Bias Miktas is called a Bia because Bias Miktas is like Bias Kulu, coming impartially is called that you came in. If so, then perhaps the Isser would only be if the Bias Miktas could eventually become a Bias Kulu. He came in partially, and the rest of his body could possibly follow. The crevices inside the Kaisel, when he puts his fingers in, it's not shaykh afterwards for him to come totally and fit inside those crevices. Therefore, perhaps we would not say that Bias Miktas Shmo Bia. It seems like he understood that the tzad of Bias Miktas Kekulu is the pshat, that since a person walks in, the way he always walks into a room is by first partially coming in. If he's on his way in, and so far only part of his body is inside, the rest could follow, that's called that he fully came in. But in a case where the rest of his body cannot possibly follow, there we would not say that Bias Miktas is Kekulu, This would be possible as far as to be matter for one to put their fingers into the crevices inside the Kaisel. This would all be according to one side of the Suffolk of the Kaibis Ha'aris, which the Maestro Bukhanan says is telling in the two Terutzim of Taisvis, according to the Tzad that Bias Mixis is also not because it's as if it was a Bias Kulu, rather because the Torah also asked a Bias Mixas on its own, then there would be no svar to say that a Bias Mixis is only Aser if it could be followed by a Bias Kulu. So surprisingly, this Sugya, which doesn't seem to have any relevance to Halacha, may have a very practical nafkamina Halacha Lemaisa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.